Random House Audio presents Our Lady of the Forest by David Guterson. Read for you by Blair Brown. One. Annunciation. November 10th to November 13th, 1999. The girl's errand in the forest that day was to gather chanterelle mushrooms in a bucket to sell in town at dusk. According to her own account, and the accounts of others in the North Fork campground, who would later be questioned by the diocesan committee, by Father Collins of St. Joseph's of North Fork, by the bishop's representative, and by reporters covering the purported apparitions, including tabloid journalists who treated the story like a visitation by Martians or the birth of a two-headed infant. The girl left her camp before 8 o'clock and walked alone into the woods. She wore a sweatshirt with its hood drawn tight. She didn't speak to others of her intentions. Setting out with no direction in mind, she crossed a maple bottom and a copse of alders, traversed a creek on a rotten log, then climbed a ridge into deep rainforest and began searching for mushrooms in earnest. As she went, the girl ate potato chips and knelt beside rivulets to drink. She swallowed the antihistamine that kept her allergies at bay. Other than looking for mushrooms, she listened for the lonely music of birds and, she confessed this later to Father Collins, stopped twice to masturbate. It was a still day with no rain or fog and no wind stirring branches in the trees, the kind of stillness that stops time, or seems to, for a hiker. The girl paused often to consider it and to acknowledge.